This is Fresh Air. One of the movies in which Dennis Hopper made his comeback was the 1987 film River's Edge. It was written by my guest Neil Jimenez when he was a film student. More recently, Jimenez co-wrote the Bette Midler movie For the Boys. Jimenez wrote and co-directed the new movie The Water Dance. It stars Eric Stoltz and Wesley Snipes as patients recovering from accidents which left them paralyzed from the waist down. The story is based on the 5 months Jimenez spent in a hospital rehab ward in 1984 after he broke his neck in an accident and lost the use of his legs. The character based on Jimenez, Joel Garcia, is played by Stoltz. In this scene, Garcia has his first talk with a hospital psychiatrist.
Well, I think I should be more depressed than I am, but I'm not. That's, why is that? My mom and my sister came to visit when I was in intensive, but I was so high on morphine, I didn't really notice. I mean, I couldn't really tell who they were, which pretty much sums up my family, I guess. It's a nice sweater you've got on there. Do all shrinks wear sweaters? I remember Judd Hirsch had a nice sweater on in Ordinary People. I really rely mainly on my girlfriend in this. Yeah, she is nice. She's great. She's a great girl. Smart, funny. Unfortunately, she's married to someone else, so that he does not know what's really going on, it's not my problem. He's her problem.
No, I've read that Eric Stoltz basically got around in a wheelchair through the duration of the movie. I mean, even when he was off the set,
yeah,
is that right?
As soon as Eric got the part, as soon as he knew he had the part, he got into a wheelchair. And for 4 months, that was how he lived his life, was as somebody who uses a wheelchair. And he didn't get out of the wheelchair until we wrapped production.
How'd you feel about that?
I really respected it. I respected Eric for doing that. And how did I feel about him getting up at the end?
Yeah.
I felt very eerie. There was a sense of, you know, and I mean this, and this is not bitter at all, but what gives you the right, Eric, you know? Because he was at the rap party, he showed up walking and standing, and he became a totally different person. He became himself after the film was done. And I realized, you know, and this is somewhat self-serving and very subjective, but I realized what a great performance he had given, because the person he was playing in the film was very little like the person that Eric is.
We find out very little about what happened, you know, what kind of accident happened to the main character in your movie. Let me ask you what happened to you.
To me, as Joel says, hiking accident. I was on a camping trip with some friends, and we were hiking along a trail at night, and I slipped a short distance into a shallow lake, but it was far enough to injure my spinal cord. But the reason that we, in the film, we don't deal with the before and the after is because, first of all, I've seen it too often done in films where it's not relevant. And that's not what the film was about. The film was about the time that Eric spends, that Joel spends, and the people he meets in the ward. And I find that in films of this sort, which I don't consider this film a film of this sort, you have this false triumph of the human spirit, feeling an athlete who's overcoming, you know, who's basically dealing with having his whole life taken away from him and finding, you know, something inside of him. And that's not what this film is. This film is, I hope, more realistic and more true to the situation and true to the humor of the situation.
Well, the character says, I'm a writer. I don't need to walk.
And then he later says, denial, right, Doc?
Right.
Which is part, you know, it's part of that character's, what makes that character is that he's going through all the stages that he should go through, but he's two steps ahead knowing that he's going through those stages. So it becomes confusing for him.
Were you in that position of kind of knowing the terminology and having seen the movies and read the therapy books, so you knew what you were supposed to be feeling? Ahead of what you were feeling.
Joel has a line early on in the film. He says, he's talking to a psychiatrist and he says, I'm prepared for the psychological crash. I've got a pencil in my calendar in about 2 weeks. You know, the character, and as I did, we knew hard times were coming. We knew that we were, I knew that I was, you know, denying things up to a certain point, and that it would get more difficult.
The first shots that we see in The Water Dance are from the perspective of the main character who has, you know, just come out of the accident. He's in the hospital. He's lying on his back, and he's looking up at the attendant. And that's the kind of camera angle that we see in the opening of the movie. You know, it's kind of looking up from the perspective of lying on your back.
Right.
Are those memories of seeing everything from your back really vivid to you?
They're vivid enough that I knew that was the only way to open the film, to keep it in the very beginning very contained and very much through the eyes of the protagonist and basically seeing not much more than he could see. And then once he gets into the room where we're going to spend, you know, a good part of the movie, to open up the point of view, to let the camera be a little freer, since we are going to meet, since it is not only about him, it's an ensemble piece about a number of people in the room coming and going. And my co-director, Mike Steinberg, and I decided at a very specific moment to let the camera loose so that it's an objective point of view rather than a subjective point of view.
Were you in the middle of writing when the accident happened, in the middle of writing a screenplay or a story?
Yeah, actually, I was doing my first commission job. I had already written River's Edge, had not been made yet, but had gotten me a job for the film Where the River Runs Black, and I was in the middle of writing that script. And immediately after the accident, I wanted to get right back to writing the script. I remember calling the producer, who was Joe Roth before he's now running Fox, or he's now the president of Fox, and saying, I'll get right back to it, Joe. I'll get right back to it. And, you know, Joe I could hear him chuckling in a way. Of course, he was very sympathetic, and he said, take all the time you want, Neil, you know, of course. But I something inside of me said, I've got a responsibility, and this is not going to get in the way of that.
So what'd you do? Did you get right back to it?
Within 3 weeks, I was writing again, and that's part of what got me through. And I finished the script up in the hospital.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Neil Jimenez, and he wrote and co-directed the new film Water Dance, and he also wrote the screenplay for River's Edge and co-wrote the initial screenplay for The Boys. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll talk some more. This is Fresh Air. My guest is screenwriter and director Neil Jimenez. I want to ask you a little bit about your screenplay for The River's Edge, which opened in, I think it was 1987. And I'm going to let you sum up briefly what the story is, because I'm sure you've...
The story is very... the way I put it is inspired by an incident that happened in Milpitas, not based on, because I never did research into the incident, in which a group of high school kids... are told by one of their friends that he's killed a mutual friend of theirs, his girlfriend, and that he's dumped the body by the river. He comes to school bragging about it, and it's about how these kids deal with the tension between loyalty and what is quote-unquote right to do in our society.
Whether they should turn him in or pretend like they don't know anything to protect their friend.
Right.
It's a terrific film. I'm wondering what... about that story resonated in your own experience?
I had grown up I was not one of these kids, but I had grown up in a high school in which only 10% of the student population went on to college. So there was a sense of hopelessness. And I grew up in what I call the immediate post-Watergate period, where we as kids not only did not trust authority, there was no expectation that there ever was trust for authority. The mood was not hopeful to kids at the time.
There's a scene in The Water Dance that I want to ask you about. The biker character, who's white, is pretty racist at the beginning of the film. He kind of changes as the film goes on. But he's having this feud with the black character in the movie about what to watch on TV. And so... the white character comes up to the character based on you and says, hey, we got to stick together. And he expects this character to align with him about what to watch on TV. And the character says to him, did I tell you my last name is Garcia? You know, I'm not one of you. I wonder if that's the kind of thing that you've experienced. Your last name is Jimenez. I don't know what your background is, but I wonder if people assume that... that you are something that you're not. Do you know what I mean? Assume that you're not Hispanic.
Well, the similarity between me and and Eric in that sense is that, and we cast, you know, we cast Eric for that reason, is that he doesn't look Latino, and I don't look Latino. Yet, I live in a world where sometimes I'm asked to be, because there are a few Latino writers and few Latino directors in the industry, I'm sometimes asked to represent that community. It makes me feel uncomfortable because I'm third generation at best, and I don't speak Spanish. So I feel, you know, that if it can help, I want to be a role model in that way. But, you know, it puts me in a strange situation because I didn't grow up in the culture, you know, as we define it.
Where's your father from?
My father's from Guadalajara. But as I was growing up, his parents had come over from Mexico, and he grew up in the States. He might have even been born there. Half his family was born in Mexico, and the other half was born here. In the States, I should say, in California. And I grew up with the experience of calling myself Jimenez because he ran a service station and he was just trying to assimilate. We were in a time where, you know, ethnicity wasn't something to be necessarily proud of. And people just kept, they would see his name over the door of the service station and just keep mispronouncing it until he finally said, why bother trying to correct them? So it wasn't until I was 18 or 19 that I started even pronouncing my own name, my own last name correctly.
The movie's about to open nationally. You're going to be more exposed than you've ever been before in the sense that you have more responsibility for the movie because you've directed it too. And it's semi-autobiographical, so people will start making assumptions about who you are based on what they've seen on screen. Do you have any concerns about that?
You've made none of those assumptions, have
me,
you?
Me, no, yeah. Not me.
Actually, the character that is most closely based on me is the Wesley Snipes character in the film. Not yet. We've shown the film a number of times, and it varies. Having made the film, and watching it again and again and again, you tend to see just bits and pieces. So I did expect there would come a time where there would be this ultimate cathartic moment where I'd watch the film, feel very naked up on screen, and then move on and be completely a different person. But that itself has happened only in bits and pieces.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Neil Jimenez, his new film, The Water Dance, will open the new Philadelphia Festival of World Cinema on May 6th. It will open in many cities later in the month. This is Fresh Air.